Happy birthday. When we celebrate a birthday, it is not just because we need an excuse to eat cake and blow out candles. You never need an excuse to eat cake. What we remember in celebrating a birthday is the way in which the birthday boy or birthday girl makes a difference in our lives. Today, Pentecost Sunday, is often referred to as the birthday of the church. But while we have had many experiences of celebrating birthdays for children, parents, relatives, and friends, do we know what it means to celebrate the birthday of the church? Perhaps a reminder of two elements of being human that we probably know well will be helpful. First, as human beings, we are made in the image and likeness of God. That is to say, when God looks at each one of us, it is as if God is looking in a mirror and sees a reflection of himself. Think about it for a moment. After God created the human beings, he did not remark that we were good. God said we were very good. For Dominicans, to proclaim the goodness of creation, and especially the very goodness of humans, was the very reason we were founded. Each one of us is a miraculous creation by God. While the Catholic Church does not have issues with the theories of evolution, it does maintain one important condition. Human beings were not the result of chance. The creation of the human being was a deliberate choice on the part of God. As beings with an immortal soul, it can only be that we exist because of the graciousness of God's love and God's actions. The second very important aspect of human creation we see is in the Catholic understanding of marriage. At the beginning of the Bible and at the end of the Bible is the image of marriage and the reality of marriage. And many times in between the beginning and the end, marriage is mentioned yet again. But it is what marriage reflects that is the importance to us. Just as God sees a reflection of himself in the creation and in every human being, in marriage, God sees the reflection of Jesus' relationship with the church. So to properly understand what it means to celebrate the birthday of the church, it is important for us to understand just how wonderfully we have been created and how wonderfully is the result of humans living out their vocation. We have an amazing vocation, every single one of us. For God calls every single one of us to holiness. Every single one of us. You and me, and every single person God has created, are called to do amazing things and to become amazing followers of Jesus, called to be holy. And so, to truly celebrate the birthday of the church means to truly celebrate that is important as any one parish congregation is. We are not congregationalists. We are called to be something more than just one parish in one specific place. In the Catholic understanding of what it means to be the church, we are part of something much bigger than just our little parish here at St. Dominic's. No, we are part of something beyond ourselves, something holy and divine. When we consider what it means to be church, we must realize that the beginning of the church is not by human founding. It is quite untrue to say that the church is a man-made institution. No, we were deliberately founded by Jesus Christ and born on Pentecost. And without this understanding of divine origin and the promise of Jesus to be with his church forever, there is simply no explaining why the church has survived so long. Our history is like any family history. We have good times, not so good times, and lots of times somewhere in the middle. And yet, despite this, here we are, more than 2,000 years since the birth of Jesus, nearly 2,000 years from his resurrection and the events we celebrate today, the events of Pentecost. And on this feast of Pentecost, we celebrate the fullness of God's revelation, of God's self-revelation to us. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it is also important for us to recognize that celebrating the church's birthday is not a stagnant event. We do not just recall something from our past, but we also accept an invitation and challenge for our present. And regardless of the readings, whether from the vigil mass, which we did not do, or the readings from Sunday morning, what we are called to do is the same. For today in the church, we are called to remember just what the outpouring of the Holy Spirit means for us. The Spirit is life. And we must remember then that the life of the church comes from the Holy Spirit. For it is the Holy Spirit that must guide our directions, decisions, and actions. While it is the case that we are real discerners of the Holy Spirit, what comes from this discernment is the recognition not of what we wish to do, but of what the Holy Spirit wishes to do through our actions. Second, the Holy Spirit is generous. Every talent, every gift, every ability, every skill we have comes from the generous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And through this outpouring, we are who we are. Different gifts are given to each person by the Holy Spirit for the building up of the body of Christ. But we are not gifted by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit simply to receive. Perhaps most importantly, to celebrate the birthday of the church is to know that we have been sent by God, by the Holy Spirit. We are to go forth. We must share the good news of what God in his goodness has done for each one of us. We cannot keep all that God has done a secret. In what way have you shared the good news of your faith? How have you concretely shared the good news with another? Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew that we are to teach, to baptize, and to make disciples. This is his great commission. Can you recall the last time you had a conversation about your faith with someone else? Have you made a specific plan to do so? For to really celebrate the birthday of the church is to make a commitment that you will not leave this work to others. You too will specifically engage in the sharing of the good news. And so on this Pentecost Sunday, the time has come to act on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit you have received, to discern the specific ways in which God wishes you will act in the living out of your vocation.